Good evening and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. It's Friday night, and always a good time to be in here on a Friday, mostly because I know that I get to sleep in tomorrow. Actually, I get to sleep in every day, but I have to stay up late, you know, several nights a week, as you all know. Now, just par for the course. Anyway, I'm excited about tonight's program, and I'll tell you why in just a second. First things first, welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at the only officially sanctioned website of the network, republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you're checking out our website as well. That would be franklyspeakingradio.com. So I'm going to give out our phone number. We'll get to calls later on in the show with our guest here this evening. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So my guest this evening, we'll come to her after the first break. But a little bit of backstory. I had, I don't even recall how I first heard about her. But I was looking into something about... I think it was just about artificial sweeteners in general, and of course, if you're doing that sort of research, inevitably you're going to come across our guest's name. Her name is Corey Brackett, and she had put together this astoundingly good film entitled Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World. And there's a second film out now called Sweet Remedy, The World Reacts to an Adulterated Food Supply. Fantastic stuff. Both of these films are just jaw-droppingly amazing, and... If you are the kind of person who feels that either you or other people would be more easily awakened from their stupor through visuals and audio as well, as opposed to just reading a book or anything else, then this film is for you. And I will say this, if you are a person who drinks diet drinks or who likes to use NutraSweet, all of these sort of artificial sweeteners, because you think that it's actually doing something good for your health, you're sadly mistaken, and tonight's program will probably be an answered prayer for you. And even though I had seen the first film, before, I was watching it again today, and periodically I had to stop the film and run out to the kitchen and dig through all my stuff and grab and look at the product labels and try to decipher, of course, what all this stuff is and figure out if there's any sort of aspartame or MSG, or any sort of derivatives of that, because, they like to disguise the terminology, and I'm going through everything. And I came up gold, and I was very, very excited. Didn't find any aspartame in the house. I'm very excited about that. Then I hop in the car this evening, and I'm driving into work, driving into the station, and, just like to keep my lips wet, I guess. So I grabbed a piece of gum, and I'm chomping away, and then I get to the station, and I'm thinking, I should probably look at the back of this gum. And there it was. I was extremely unhappy. I had poisoned myself a little bit. I've never been one to really be too affected by these things, at least not instantaneously, not like a lot of people are, which I'm extraordinarily grateful for, don't get me wrong. But I can taste usually artificial sweeteners. It just instantly repulses me as soon as I taste it. It's something in a drink or in gum or in candy or anything like that, I can usually pick it up. But this gum that I've had, I've been chewing this gum for a while now. So that indicates to me that they're getting better at disguising some of this garbage. We're going to talk about that this evening. And my guest has a phenomenal website. We'll point you in that direction as well. It is just chock full, phenomenal stuff. News stories, research links, information. It is absolutely amazing. But let me tell you something, my friends. If you don't have these films in your DVD collection, then your collection will never be complete. So consider picking these up for yourselves or someone you care about, because it is a poisoned world, folks. And thanks to our guest and other people doing hard work like this, we can hopefully make some changes. So stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with our special guest this evening, Corey Brackett, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whale. And our special guest this evening is a filmmaker, researcher. She's done some amazing things in exposing the truth and really collecting it together in just a devastating series of films here, Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. Please welcome to the program Corey Brackett. Corey, thank you again so much for your time.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here.
Well, wonderful. Hey, let's talk about your website. Send some people out in that direction so they can follow along with us. There's just so much information there.
Sure. It's called sweetremedy.tv.
Mm-hmm.
.tv is in television instead of .com, .tv.
Okay.
We try to look at the world through a magnifying glass, looking at different news items, very similar to what you do on franklyspeakingradio.com in some ways, but specifically dealing with health issues, food issues, and so forth. It's not completely about emphasizing what's negative about our world. It's simply designed to strip away the facade of corporate medicine, which is a problem today. Within this huge struggle for sanity and health, there ultimately lies a path to freedom and empowerment. That's what we're looking at doing, and we celebrate that.
Amen. Well, very well said, and your website certainly does do that. And, you know, for people who are relatively new to this, it's vital that they go and spend some time at your website because it is, again, a devastating case that's being made here for what people don't know. And, you know, before I had seen your film several years ago when we first spoke, I really didn't know much about it. I've never been partial to artificial sweeteners, mostly because I guess the main thing is, I played sports and whatnot as a younger man, and I was relatively, I guess, athletic, and I just never felt like I needed anything diet based. So I never acquired a taste for it. It always tasted awful for me. Which, from what I understand, most people who drink the diet soft drinks, for example, they're really repulsed initially, but they keep doing it, and then eventually they start to really like creepy love it. Is that fairly accurate?
Well, I used to drink at least a six-pack every day for about 20 years.
Wow.
And by the year probably 18, 19, 20, I started getting jittery and having really weird head problems. I felt really fuzzy and lightheaded if I didn't have a diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like smoking a cigarette or drinking a cup of coffee. You're not going to be drawn into that immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But once you become addicted and really it becomes a habit for you, then you start to crave it.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a diet option, it doesn't seem to work either, really.
Right. There was a study at the University of Texas. Sharon Fowler showed that there was actually an increase in obesity levels in rats that were fed aspartame, and that she contributed to a craving for carbohydrates.
Oh.
I personally lost 70 pounds when I stopped consuming aspartame.
Wow, that's amazing. And it just goes to show you, you know, exactly how slick the marketing campaigns are for these things. You know what I mean? I just saw a commercial the other day, and it was for some alcoholic drink. Yeah, they have the rum and Coke commercials. This was specifically Diet Coke was mentioned, and I thought, how strange is that? But you know, this is a slick marketing campaign, and people do feel that. Well, I know that the soft drinks maybe aren't the best thing for me, and if I have to drink one, I may as well go with diet because you know just that word alone, and it's obviously not in any capacity dietary friendly.
Mm-hmm. But yet we still, when we see something in print, we still have a tendency to see it in correlation with some substance or product that it must be true in our brains somewhere. There was a study, too, recently that talked about how subliminal messages do hit the brain even when we're not paying attention to them.
I just covered that story on the air this week or last week. That was an amazing story because, obviously, I mean, we had known that for the most part. But what was significant about that particular story that I picked up on is of course, the gleeful way in which the scientists are reporting how effective they can be at implanting things in people's minds, and you're never going to be aware of it. And it specifically mentioned television as the ultimate source of sort of saturating the brain with you know, unrecognized images consciously, but subconsciously, they're all registering.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Powerful.
Exactly, and we don't even necessarily know that that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't. You know, you're talking about PR and slick marketing and so forth. I'm fascinated about how what happens when there's a study that comes out where there's a fairly negative story. Like recently there came out that Alzheimer's had jumped to 5 million people in the U.S. It jumped like 10% in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And people were all, you know, kind of freaked out about that. Well, the next day or very shortly thereafter, they came out with another variation on that article that said, well, you know, older people are getting Alzheimer's more, and they're almost blaming it on aging. But
yeah.
We don't look at, well, why is that happening when my great-grandmother lived to be 89 years old and
sure.
was sharp as a tack?
You don't
think about those things.
Oh, you're exactly right. And that's one of the things I've noticed as well, is they would go ahead and actually spin it into a more positive story and say, it's because people are living longer, because the standard of living is so great here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. When a story comes out, I've always been of the mind that they kind of float a story out there to see what the reaction will be. And if it is slightly on the negative side or very much on the negative side, they put out another story with contradictory information from also a credible, reputable media outlet. And then when people see the two things, the disparity, the apparent contradiction, they just shut down all investigative portions of their brain and they just say, well, I don't know, this says this and this says that, so I'm just going to sit here and wait it out.
There's a perfect example of that that relates to aspartame. From a few years ago, there was an Italian study that came out in 2005, the Ramazzini study, and that studied 1,800 rats who were fed aspartame and not. And the ones who were fed aspartame had a higher incidence of lymphomas, leukemias, and brain tumors. And that caused a great deal of alarm. Well, again, very shortly thereafter, the National Cancer Institute put out a survey and said, and the headline was reading, well, there's no problem with aspartame. This shows that there's no higher incidence with aspartame users of poor anything.
Wow.
But this was actually, if you looked at the survey,
mm-hmm.
it's not a study. It was a survey, and it was not a survey of the entire population or cross-section of all people. It was just a study of AARP members, American Association of Retired Persons.
Mm.
And then, if you look at that, it was not looking at what they consumed for maybe a week or what they consumed on a daily basis or looking at their supermarket receipts. It was a survey of their memory for the past year.
Wow.
Of what they had eaten, everything they had eaten.
And we've already covered that they all have Alzheimer's, apparently.
Exactly.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry.
These people, you know, so it was looking at that. And what happened was all the mainstream outlets picked up the headline.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically quieted the Ramazzini study. And all of a sudden people felt contented with picking up their diet soda and thinking that there would be no problem, that it would be fine.
Mm. You know, It's despicable, but you're right. It is a slick marketing campaign, and it is always, always, always in the favor of big industry. It all boils down to profits, ultimately. And when you look at something like aspartame, which, you know, like I said, I was aware of it and whatnot, just cursory awareness, and then I came across your film, and I just got a bomb of information dropped on my head that just blew my mind and continues to do so. But watching it today, I realized, again, that this is a product that defies all laws of common sense and logic. There is no way that aspartame should have been approved. And it is really spectacular the way you take a look throughout the history of it. And these are all issues we'll cover this evening again, I'm sure. But I guess the first thing we should talk about is maybe what aspartame is.
Aspartame is an artificial sweetener. It's a chemical. It has three different products. One is aspartic acid, which can be an excitotoxin in the brain,
mm-hmm.
literally exciting neurons to death. Another one is phenylalanine, which breaks down further into a brain tumor-causing agent. And then the big bomb is methanol, which is wood alcohol, which breaks down further into formaldehyde, breaks down further into formic acid, which is ant sting poison.
Oh, wow.
Corey,
I'm sorry. We have our music playing very quietly in the background. When we come back, I'd like to pick up where we left off. And again, I'll give out your website here. It's www.sweetremedy.tv. And we'll talk about how you can order these spectacular films, these must-have films, when we come back as well. In 3 minutes, please stay with us.
Oh. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're speaking, of course, with filmmaker extraordinaire Corey Brackett. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. And to order the films, now they can do that through your website, I presume?
Yes, they can get them through our website. It's sweetremedy.tv.
Okay. And is there a phone number as well, or is it just through online?
They can order it on the by phone Monday through Friday from 10 to 6, toll-free at 866-624-9710.
Writing this down. You said 10 to 6, is that correct?
10 to 6, that's Monday through Friday.
And that's Pacific time?
Yes. Okay. It's Arizona time, but for
it's Pacific
daylight
now.
Savings time, it's
yeah.
Pacific.
That's so bizarre. I don't know how you deal with that.
Well, it's very easy if you live in Arizona and never have to deal with anybody. But when you do, it gets very confusing. You all are crazy.
I know. It's the whole rest of the world except you and the rest of your state. Well, when we left off, we were talking about the, I guess, the chemical breakdown of aspartame, which is an artificial sweetener, sort of. It's poison, in essence, is all it is. Whether it's sweet tasting or it's not, it's still poison. But you mentioned about the three things, aspartic acid, methyl ester, and phenylalanine, which is the phenylalanine was in the gum that I was chewing on the way over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that anytime you see aspartame, pretty much that's one of the clues that something has aspartame without having to pull out your magnifying glass. You still have to pull out a magnifying glass, but it can be a weaker prescription.
Right.
And that is when there's a warning for phenylketonuriex. Mm. It says, attention, phenylketonuriex attains phenylalanine. Phenylketonuriex cannot metabolize the phenylalanine. And so the FDA has allowed for a warning to be placed on aspartame-containing products with that warning.
Wow. That's terrible. So these, these elements, how does the body react to these particular components, either individually or together?
Well, it happens in different people respond very differently.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is neurologic, and that's part of why there are 92 symptoms that a Freedom of Information Act pulled out of the FDA. This list of 92 symptoms, from headaches to dizziness, memory loss, tachycardia, which is rapid heartbeat, sudden cardiac death. It runs the gamut from, something that a lot of people experience every day or very often to something that we all only experience once. Sometimes we never experience, like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or lupus.
Mm-hmm. Or MS, of course.
Or MS. Yeah, that was what I was diagnosed with in 2002, which sparked off this whole journey of discovery for me.
That's amazing. What led you to figure out that was the cause? Or how did you... because the film, looks at all these incredible stories and whatnot, but I don't know that I really grasped exactly how you came to discover this stuff. Did you just start digging into research, or did somebody point you in that direction?
Yeah, when I was first diagnosed with MS, I was just horrified, and at first I panicked, like many people are wont to do when they get such... devastating news, and I didn't know what to do. My husband and I were in our mid-30s and, had been spending most of our lifetimes building up Sound and Fury as a business, and I didn't know what in the world the future was going to hold. And so I did research, and what kept coming up for me in my research was MS in conjunction with aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
And that led me to wonder and want to dig further. And I kept digging and digging, and eventually I saw different names come up in different studies and so forth, and I ended up contacting them. And my husband and I, after I got off of aspartame and slowly got better to the point where I could go on a cross-country drive. We drove across the country, and we interviewed these. We met and interviewed these doctors, lawyers, activists, and others. And that was how I began to understand what was going on, and that was how I really ascertained. A lot of it was luck on my part that I ended up doing the right things at the right time in the beginning.
Wow.
But eventually I began to find out that the primary evidence, the Breslow report, which was put out by the Bureau of Foods, precursor to the FDA, shows numerous problems with the some of the studies that were done on aspartame, where tumors were excised out of rats. There was a magically resurrecting rat that was alive, then dead, then alive again, and then finally dead. There were all sorts of things that happened.
It's so amazing to me. And also amazing, of course, when you think about just how perfect everything works out. Now, perfect that you got MS, but perfect that, you had the film company ready to go, and you had, your subject matter right there before you, and you have used that, Corey, to put together the most astounding health documentary that I think I've seen in maybe ever. Stay with us, folks. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our special guest this evening, filmmaker Corey Brackett. Of course, these two films, just incredible. Sweet Misery, A Poisoned World, and Sweet Remedy, The World Reacts to an Adulterated Food Supply. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. When we left off, we were just talking about, you know, how all these things really develop, and it's just, you've done such an amazing thing to get the truth out there. This, both of these films, you cannot stop them. You can't stop watching them. It's so engrossing. You don't even realize how much time has passed. And at the same time, it's also, it's like a car accident. You know, you don't really want to see what you're seeing, but at the same time, you really can't look away either.
Mm-hmm.
So you did such an amazing job with them. And it really goes through all of the details. Even people, I think, who are fairly plugged into the aspartame, you know, being bad for you, probably don't know all the things that are contained in this film, like such as the ocular issues that people would get. And I think the words, and these are words that will always catch my ear, testicular atrophy. That's not something any guy wants to hear.
No, I would guess that it wouldn't be.
But the eye thing was really surprising to me. Was that a symptom that you had as well?
I had double vision for a while, but I never had intraocular bleeding, which is something that there were two people in one study that were done by Ralph Walton in Ohio at Northeastern Ohio University.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these people had cases of intraocular bleeding while they were on the study, and the study had to be halted. One of the people, who was, I think, either his boss or his colleague,
oops,
ended up losing the vision in one of his eyes over this.
Jeez. That's I mean, that's something from a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, zombies walking around with eyes bleeding. I mean, that's horrific. And you know, yet again, when you see something like that, this should just be an immediate thing. This should never have been allowed in the first place. It should not be allowed now. But, you know, I remember the story as well. He obviously ran into a lot of difficulty even trying to get the study done. And he was approaching the NutraSweet Corporation, Searle, I believe.
Yeah, it was I think Searle was the manufacturer at that time. It has passed hands a few times.
Yes.
But he was trying to get some aspartame from the manufacturer, and he got this complete runaround, and they kept saying that another study didn't need to be done.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it did. Yeah. If he was doing one study and it was coming up with results like this, and there are many, many more that do. Actually, there's a study of the studies that have been done, and it showed that almost all, across the board, it was almost all showing that there was a problem or, you know, some or other problem if it was an independent study. But if it was an industry-funded study in one way, shape, or form, then they usually found that there was nothing wrong with aspartame.
Wow. And most of them were industry-funded, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. There were some that weren't, but the majority were industry-funded, which is the case a lot of times nowadays when a pharmaceutical or a food substance is being tested for use in humans.
Mm.
Wow. Food additive, I should say.
Yeah. Well, that's something else, too, that I think is very significant. But the thing that also stuck out in my mind was the some of the deceptions in Searle's research. I mean, quite obviously, and I believe they called it the worst study ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, these were not just necessary clinical errors. I mean, this is just outright, you know, deception. And there was talk about tumors being cut out of the rats that were being autopsied and just thrown away and then saying, look, there's no tumor there. What tumor? What were you talking about? You know, and not autopsying the corpses until after a year. I mean, it's amazing stuff.
Right. The tissue samples were cut too thick to be really used for looking at, you know, effectively looking at what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many different shenanigans, as Dr. Blaylock, who we interviewed, put it, mm-hmm. in these studies that, you know, should have been cause for alarm, but unfortunately they were swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is a force of politics over science in this case,
mm-hmm.
because the CEO of G.D. Searle from the time of 1977 until aspartame's approval was Donald Rumsfeld, the same Donald Rumsfeld that until recently graced our White House halls,
yeah.
as Secretary of Defense. And at that time, he was also on Reagan's transition team, so he wore two hats in the private and public sector.
That's so amazing, and I'm sure, hopefully, people understand how significant that is, because when you look at this, I mean, there obviously had to be a lot of connections in order to make this happen, because as I stated earlier, it would seem that aspartame is so bad for you and so obviously bad for you that it would have taken these kinds of sort of backdoor deals in order to make this anywhere close to being a reality.
Mm-hmm. There was a public board of inquiry that had been ordered to be set up to study aspartame, and that board had been split right at the time when Reagan took office, and one of the first things he did was bar the then FDA commissioner from doing anything until he got replaced by another FDA commissioner, one of whose responsibilities was to be the deciding vote on this for this public board of inquiry, and he overturned the ruling. Actually, it was a 3-2 thing before he took office, and then it was a 3-3 split, and it was overruled.
He just added an additional panel member to balance it out so he could weigh in and break the tie.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That's astounding.
Yeah.
Just on the Rumsfeld side of things, this is an intriguing thing. I'm sure you know it, but I should probably go through some of the bits and pieces for people. This is an email that was going around in 2006, and it says, let's see, do you know that the bird flu was discovered in Vietnam 9 years ago? Do you know that it was the Americans who alerted us to the efficacy of the human antiviral Tamiflu as a preventative? Did you know that Tamiflu barely alleviates symptoms of the common flu? Do you know that its efficacy against the common flu is questioned by a part of the scientific community? Do you know that against a supposed mutant virus such as H5N1, Tamiflu barely alleviates the illness? And it goes on. Do you know who markets Tamiflu? Roche Laboratories. Do you know who bought the patent for Tamiflu from Roche Laboratories in 1996? Gilead Sciences. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Do you know who the then president of Gilead Sciences Incorporated and remains a major shareholder today? Donald Rumsfeld. And it says, do you know the sales of Tamiflu were over $254 million in 2004, more than $1,000 million in 2005, so that'd be a billion. Do you know how many more millions Roche can earn in the coming months if the business of fear continues? Now, this is interesting because I picked this up at Snopes.com, which is an Urban Legends reference page. Great for checking the legitimacy of emails. Anyway, they have it listed at Snopes that that is a true statement, that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld owns stock in the company that makes Tamiflu. So that's interesting. And then this story, Corey, came out March 1st, and you can find this at smh.com.au out of Australia. Japanese health authorities are investigating a flu medicine that is also available in Australia after a teenager jumped 11 stories to his death after taking the drug. This was the 18th juvenile fatality linked to Tamiflu in the last 17 months.
There have been 54 people who have died so far after taking Tamiflu. And the health ministry in Japan recently came out with a warning after that death and some others, saying that Tamiflu could cause psychiatric problems.
Yeah.
There was one case of one of the deaths that was labeled as a suicide, where this guy ran out into the snow in his pajamas, climbed over a fence 3 meters high, crossed train tracks, and then ran into a truck.
Oh, my God.
And that was labeled a suicide.
A suicide, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and a lot of people were just jumping off buildings. And I'd read one of the, and I'm sure you saw the story as well, one of these sort of official explanations was, oh, Japan already has a high suicide rate.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe that. It's amazing. And yet here you've got Donald Rumsfeld, both affiliated with extraordinarily profitable products that both apparently mess up your head a lot, to put it bluntly. That's amazing. Well, it's just par for the course, I guess. But, yeah, there's so much to that as far as, like, you were mentioning about Rumsfeld and Ronald Reagan and his executive order. It's really astounding. And then it would seem that there was an additional element of politics involved with the worldwide approval of aspartame as well.
There was a lot of rubber stamping that went on once it was approved through the FDA. There were a lot of countries that just took the FDA's word for it and went, okay, well, if the FDA approved it, it must be safe. So then they approved it, too.
That's so amazing.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that and the fact, I believe it was. And they didn't even really jump through, the proper channels over there in the UK to get it approved there. It was just, like you said, rubber stamped, and then there was outrage in the, in Parliament. And then, you know, they were outraged, and they let it go. Just like typical politicians. We're outraged. Now let's move on to the next order of business.
Right.
So, yeah. Well,
there's a lot of that going on. You know, it's just one of those things that if the people don't want something, it doesn't seem to matter anymore. It becomes a matter of, well, if this corporation wants it badly enough, they're going to use PR like the HPV vaccine. To all of a sudden, talk in local papers throughout the country about how great the vaccine is. And so then we all feel like the need to vaccinate our children, our young girls, to have this vaccine, even though most women are have immune systems that are strong enough to be able to never catch the cancer.
Yeah, it's very, very fascinating, too, because these are all elements of your films, honestly, if you think about it. And I don't recall which film it was where it was discussed. I believe maybe Sweet Remedy. But it was there was discussion there that biologically speaking, people have maybe genetic predispositions for certain things, meaning they could be susceptible to certain disease. Doesn't mean they're going to get it. There's no guarantee. In essence, you can, theoretically, I suppose, if it were possible, you could be disease-free your entire life if you kept your toxicity level to the barest possible minimum. But your genetic coding means that some people will be susceptible to it, but still never get it.
Right, right. There was David Getoff. It was in Sweet Remedy.
Okay.
You're correct. David Getoff, who's a naturopath in California, he reminded us about how years and years ago there was there were these scientists who went, oh, you know, we're discovering this cancer for this gene for breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at women who have breast cancer and determine how many of them have the gene for breast cancer. And they determined that 10% did.
Oops.
So there's a lot more going on than just genetics.
Yeah.
I think that there's a big frenzy going on right now with genetics as we have been mapping the human gene code. And, you know, when we are concentrating on something and looking at something, we are more likely to find our answers there, even if our answers are somewhere else or in a much more complicated way, we have a tendency to look directly at that place as if we have blinders on rather than opening up our eyes to possibilities.
Mm. Well said. Very well said. This is such a widespread issue, and I think a lot of people would be surprised about these things like aspartame, and I guess we should maybe look at some of the products that have aspartame. Obviously, NutraSweet is aspartame. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Equal.
Oh, okay.
Almost anything that's labeled diet, although there's Splenda now, which I've talked with Dr. Joseph Mercola and Dr. Janet Starhol. Both of them have written books on Splenda.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hull's is Splenda, Is It Safe or Not? And Dr. Mercola's is Sweet Deception, and he looks at all artificial sweeteners, including Splenda. And neither one of them are really very pro Splenda either. They talk about numerous problems.
Yeah, I wondered that because I was walking through the building and I was talking to a guy down the hall who works at a different station, and he said, hey, who do you have on tonight? And I was telling him about you, and then he ran out to the kitchen, and he grabbed this packet of Splenda. He goes, check this for me. And I said, I don't know. And I'm looking at the ingredients. I don't even know what these are. Dextrose, maltodextrin, and sucralose. They certainly don't sound healthy, and they certainly don't sound like anything that would be good for you.
Well, they're sugars.
I see.
But, you know, the whole thing where they say that Splenda is made from sugar is really stretching the truth.
Is it?
Because, you know, it's breaking it down, it's manipulating it, it's doing different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes not really, not really just saying, oh, it just is natural as sugar.
Well, you know, and that actually is an interesting point, and it leads me to some of the arguments about aspartame. As they take those three chemical components of aspartame, they would, you know, these experts, you know, obviously with the company, would come out and make the case that every one of those things is present naturally in certain foods and substances.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, not in the same amounts that you'd find it, and certainly... well, you know, to me, it was a real eye-opener, Corey, to see when you look at how, and, you know, I'm a person of faith, but if you look at how God made everything, he made everything and it functions perfectly. But when human beings start screwing around and saying, hey, this is something that's really good for the body, so let's make it 10 times that dose and we'll put it together with this, and then we'll mix this over here. Well, it doesn't have all the additional components like the, I think it was, Mr. Dr. Walton?
Dr.
Walton. I believe he was saying about how different components have sort of an enzyme that are attached to them, if it comes out of natural, like fruit, for example, and that allows the methyl ester to pass through the body quickly and not be sort of processed into formaldehyde.
Yes, he was talking specifically about the methanol and how one of the arguments that the industry uses is that there's more methanol in fruits than there is in aspartame. Well, the thing is that they're not saying is that the methanol in fruits is bound to pectin, which travels with the methanol through the body. The pectin cannot be released from the methanol, so there's no issue. But in aspartame, it's free methyl alcohol.
Well, I'm glad you have all the details, because there's no way I could have recalled all that. You are you're amazing. Folks, I can't believe the first hour is almost over. Stay with us. We're back in only 3 minutes to wrap up this hour with our special guest for the evening, Corey Brackett. Stay with us.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Before we continue, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only Arkansas can offer you. Howard Creek Resort is the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year, and certainly these days, it's, well, spring has sprung, as they say. It's absolutely beautiful. The last 2 weeks, it's been phenomenal. So great time to come on down to Arkansas and see why I love it so much. HowardCreek.com is the website. You can also call them toll-free for more information at 877-253-7690. Our guest is Corey Brackett, a filmmaker who has just done some incredible things, Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. And the website, by the way, give out that again, www.sweetremedy.tv. And the phone number, if you'd like to place an order, you're going to have to wait till Monday, but it's well worth it. 866-624-9710 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. Is that all correct, Corey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Glad I wrote it down.
You got it.
Well, luck, I guess. Hey, all of this stuff is just devastating when you're looking at it. And like I said, the films do such an amazing job of sort of collecting it all and putting it all together in very easy-to-understand methods. So when you're looking at aspartame in general and you're trying to find it and trying to find out what it does and how your body processes all these things, this is something a lot of people maybe don't realize that they are participating. I mean, aspartame's in a lot of things, and it doesn't affect everybody the same way. Like you said, it's different, but it's also different extremes as well. I assume that the effect of poisoning yourself is cumulative at some level.
Yes, especially with the methanol. It's cumulative. It stores in the fats. Body can't get rid of it. Mm. So it builds up over time. Dr. Mercola, who talked with me about a lot about the building up of toxins, he was saying that each individual person has a toxic load, that even though their bodies will do their best to get rid of a toxin, mm-hmm. if it builds up over time, there's only so much that the body can deal with, and eventually it gets to the point that basically the dam bursts.
Wow.
And that's what happened to me. That's what happens to a lot of people who take these toxins into their bodies over time. Mm-hmm. People can sometimes have immediate responses, but you don't hear too much about with aspartame anymore because it's been around for so long. But those are usually more gastrointestinal or, you know, a little bit easier, more minor things. But mm-hmm. if it goes over the long term, there'll be damage to the brain and or more chronic problems.
And I know you said, and there's many stories in the films about this, about people who maybe step away from the aspartame usage. They do get better. Can they ever get completely better?
You know, that's a good question. Most of the people that I've talked to have had problems. They've changed because of having gone through something. Like for me, I would consider myself always having been different, but at the same time, I would say I'm probably about 99% better.
Wow. We have to pause here for a brief station identification. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a true honor here this evening. Filmmaker Corey Brackett is with us. Check out the film Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy. The website sweetremedy.tv will be back in only 90 seconds to continue our discussion and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio as well.
You got a headache?